Scarecrows is one of those horror movies that, with better acting and better direction and a more coherent script, would be quite compelling as a good example of a horror movie. As it is, it's still creepy with effective makeup and gore effects, and does manage to maintain its mood of unknown evil, biding time in the cornfields. A plus here is there are no dumb, but pretty, teenagers getting offed one by one, just very dumb, misbehaving adults. So there's a refreshing change of pace you will enjoy, at least. Similar to the storyline in the movie Dead Birds, there's a precipitating robbery, an abandoned spooky house in the middle of nowhere, and demonic evil happening without explanation, in and around that house. The future victims are shown witless enough to run around aimlessly before getting killed, one by one, in ways that you and I would have easily avoided. Escaping in a hijacked plane with a reluctant pilot and the pilot's daughter, after a lucrative robbery, paramilitary crooks are double-crossed by one of their own, a very nervous guy named Bert, played by B.J. Turner. Bert's first mistake is made when he jumps out of the plane with the big, and very heavy, box that holds all the stolen money, with no plan on how he's going to carry it once he's on the ground. Being the dumbest of the bunch, he's murdered first. But not before he finds the Fowler residence, nestled snugly amid lots of ominous-looking scarecrows, perched all around the wooden fence that's covered with barbed wire and lots of warning signs saying, "Stay away." The weird weather vane on the roof with the pitchfork and pterodactyl is a clear sign this old homestead is more deadstead than homey. Bert makes his second mistake when he ignores all the warning signs. Until he's murdered, we hear what he's thinking through his very unnecessary voiceover as he, way too easily, comes across the key to the decrepit truck in the yard. He hoists the box onto the truck and makes his getaway. Sure, why not? Decrepit trucks lying dormant for years in yards always have lots of gas in them, especially with today's prices, and car batteries, they last and last, right? Although he wears night vision goggles to walk through the foliage and find the house, he takes them off. Let me repeat that. He takes them off to drive the truck away and turns on the headlights instead to see where he's going. The rest of the crooks, still circling in the plane overhead, of course, spot the headlights. Brilliant! He deserves to die. He's so stupid. I'm not sure why he needed night vision goggles in the first place, since every scene is brightly lit, from the interior of the plane to the nighttime scenery, even the house. The cinematographer was either myopic or recently graduated movie school, or he had to deal with really cheap movie stock and a skimpy budget. Bert meets his demise when the truck dies in the middle of nowhere, and the scarecrows get him. One nice touch, and there are a few of them, is when he opens the truck's lid after stalling out. I won't ruin the hair-raising surprise, but any fan of American Pickers on the History Channel will pretty much know what to expect with rusting derelict trucks. The story sense, what less cinema-minded people call common sense, falters when dead and stuffed like a flounder with straw and stolen loot, Bert returns to the house. The rest of the crooks rough him up, then realize he's gutted and stuffed like a flounder. Dead Bert manages to put up quite a fight, grabbing one fellow by the mouth and pushing him through a window, causing him to bite off more than he could chew in a gory-licious scene to savor. At this point, faced with an obvious supernatural threat, you'd think the crooks would be racing out of the house and back to the plane, pronto. Instead, they stay to look for the rest of the money, even if one of them complains, "Bert was walking around dead, for Christ's sakes!" The stolen money suddenly appears on the ground outside the house, and the crooks, being greedy and all that, go for the bait without stopping to wonder how it got there. One of them is cornered by the scarecrows, and with a dull handsaw, they make him less handy. Now dead and gutted himself, Jack, played by Richard Vyden, returns to the house and attacks the remaining crooks. If you listen closely to Jack's demonic growl, you will hear the same monster growl heard often in the Lost in Space television episodes. The last two survivors finally get smart and run like hell back to the plane, but that doesn't help. For a B movie, Scarecrows is more C than D. Still, the surprising amount of sustained dread and the 1980s evocative eeriness many of the scenes hold to the finish are worth a look-see, especially on Halloween night.
ZomboesCloset.com